Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. You alright?
Yeah. February 1983.
It is, isn't it?
It is. The month of love. It's Valentine's, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to depress all the fucking loners that listen to this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Alright.
That's one of them up the loft, actually, his dressing gown belt already.
Since I last seen you, you've been busy. You've been filming.
Yeah, we was filming Shannon Matthews, the musical, the movie.
Yeah.
Been up north filming all the inside scenes of Cameron and Craig in their house and that. And then hired like a little theatre in Richmond, Rishi Sunak's constituency, to do... Karen does like this number with the cunts back in her, does this number popular.
So your old school song popular?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that one. I still sing that every now and again.
I don't know what I was talking about, because I used to play that, didn't I? Yeah. At the first couple of solo gigs I did after I left Serious Problem.
Yeah.
The idea of playing a song about being popular, it don't make you very popular, does it?
We was never popular. Ever. Oh, but we did get a message from one of the popular kids, didn't we, the other day?
Fucking hell, yeah.
I know, I sent it to you, didn't I? It's like Paul Spires listens.
Hi, Spires.
Yeah, he was one of the like the cool only kids at college, wasn't he?
He only listens because you cunt off Antonio on a monthly basis.
He said that, yeah. It don't matter. He was one of the cool kids at college.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going up in the world.
Definitely. Dobbo will be listening next. Spires, tell Dobbo.
So what else did you get up to when you was up north?
Not a lot, really.
No?
Trip to B&Q in Darlington.
What did you get there?
Just sundry items.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So did you... you mentioned Rishi Sunak's from?
Yeah, Rishi Sunak's there, yeah.
If you had to describe what he looked like, how would you describe his face?
Sort of rodent-y, but vaginal.
Yeah!
Have you seen that fucking that Photoshop someone's done of Rishi Sunak meeting Nicola Sturgeon with the fucking
yay red fiends?
So good.
Yeah, he's a bit rodent-y, isn't it, his face?
Yeah.
Sort of rat like.
Sort of rat face.
Correct.
Cunt.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, what do you want to start with?
I don't mind. I've only got one film.
Oh, okay. What you got?
Well, I got one film that I watched in the 90s and was really excited about watching again and then just didn't fucking get around to watching it. Videodrome.
Is that the name of the film?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's got James Woods in
and
Deborah Harry.
Right. Deborah Harry.
Yeah, of Blondie fame. Yeah, I know. And I found it was available to watch online for free. But I was I put it on last night and fell asleep.
Is that the extent of your prep?
Yep.
You thought about watching a film but at an early night.
It's not
dosing
no,
the sofa
no,
like
no,
a fucking
no.
old granddad.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Can I say, it's not an early, it's only an early night if you go to bed intentionally.
Oh, okay.
If you like sit on the sofa and then just fall asleep, that's not an early night. Because it's not proper sleep, is it? Like you're all just bent over like a comma.
40 winks.
Yeah.
Did you ever like nap as a kid? I never napped as a kid. Like every single night now, before 10 o'clock, I will like go, I went to sleep. I was watching that. Like every night, like I will like have a little 5 minutes in the middle of something that I'm trying to really watch.
When you've fallen asleep watching something, can you ever wake up and watch the end?
Never.
Nah.
Never. Right. I reckon there's been so many like BBC dramas that I've never finished because I just fall asleep like fucking Grandad Simpson.
They all end the same anyway.
Yeah.
Apart from Happy Valley, he set himself on fire.
Oh, boy. I was also thinking about, like, I know you like spoilers, but I was thinking of something the other day. I thought, I wonder if anyone's ever set up a podcast called Alexa, Search Porn. So, like, if people are, like, listening to it, like, on a stereo, I'd like to think that there's, like, pornography just popping up there on their little...
Hello and welcome to this week's Alexa, Search Porn. Alexa, kids.
For God's sake. Oh, dear.
Townsend was pre-Alexa, wasn't he? Thank God for him.
Research. Well, I mean, we could squeeze a game in now, which actually fucking... I've not touched on my films, but this game really does lend itself to this.
Really? It's a bit early, though, isn't it?
We'll save it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It really does work, though.
Go on, then.
No. Come on, we'll get the films out of the way, because I've got a few.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. The Entity was out.
Oh, that's a sexy one, isn't it?
Well,
there are ghost rape in it.
Yeah. So that's a lot.
I mean, that's not sexy, is it?
No. Remember that. It's
about,
really not,
no,
guys.
About power.
I remember seeing that in a video shop, but from what I remember is there was like ghosts just moving her boobs, and I remember just thinking, "There's boobs in that."
Yeah.
But like, I guess as you get older and you realise the kind of context, it's like,
yeah,
it's not sexy, is it? It's just a bit horrible. Local Hero, the film was also out that month.
I don't think it was.
And King of Comedy as well.
King of Comedy was last month.
Was it?
Yeah, on MovieWeb, the web's most trusted factual entertainment site.
Meanwhile, over at MoviePhone. But Local Hero made me think of local heroes.
Wilbert Greaves.
You've probably all heard us mention Wilbert Greaves, those that are long-time listeners. Wilbert Greaves was like a bloke that moved on to like the housing estate that me and our mate Gal lived on. And he was an actual Olympian, wasn't he?
He was an Olympic hurdler, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was in the Guinness Book of Records as he was the fastest bloke at the blocks until Ben...
Shepherd.
Ben Dover. Until what's his face? The Canadian, what was his name?
Johnson.
Ben Johnson, yeah, nicked his record. But I think that then got...
overturned because Johnson was off his tits, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I think since then it's been beaten, obviously, as athletes have evolved. But yeah, Wilbert was like, and he was a DJ as well, wasn't he? Like, Gal used to go out DJing with him.
Yeah.
Like, he was a cool bloke, wasn't he, Wilbert?
He was, wasn't he? He had a roll neck, didn't he?
And a moustache.
Yeah.
Like.
Crate full of soul records.
Yeah. It was everything I wanted to be.
Yeah. I bet he had it off a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Whenever he wanted. I mean, he was a big old unit, so he could have had it whenever he wanted. But he wouldn't have needed to do what the Entity did, would he?
He'd have just wooed
him in the traditional sense, yeah.
Can you remember that bloke, something painter, that squeezed that dog's bollocks?
Glenn Painter's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he squeezed the dog's... The dog was at its jaws, clamped on a kid.
Yeah.
And Glenn Painter's dad saw this going on and squeezed the dog's bollocks till they popped and the dog died and released the kid.
I mean, that was like front page news, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine that, you're an hero because you squeezed the dog's nuts.
I mean, there's plenty of people doing that on the internet, aren't heroes, are they? Just fucking.
That's more wrong specialist kind of. Can you remember the bloke that?
How hard do you have to squeeze them to not be a wrong un?
I think there's a lot. I mean, he weren't just going like, yeah, like was he? He weren't like, hey, come here, boy.
Like, he's like, let go!
Yeah. There was no straight, firm purchase.
Yeah.
Like, it was a snatch and grab. Like, an absolute fucking, yeah. No ifs, buts, whys and whens.
It you like, hear these people, don't you? Like, if someone's trapped in a car or something, they get superhuman strength and can kind of, like, turn a car, like, lift a car off of someone. Do you think that was the case with Glenn Painter's dad?
He could have crushed a diamond, mate.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I don't know if I could squeeze a dog's bollocks, like, until they actually popped.
Yeah.
Never tried.
Nah. Hopefully you never have to.
But put under pressure off, I'd give it a go.
I thought you was meant to put your finger up there, whoopsie.
You're doing it all wrong, mate.
Do you remember the geezer that was a local hero for a while? When the bloke broke into their house.
Oh, yeah.
He glued his eyes shut.
He confronted them burglars, didn't they? And the burglars held him down and glued his eyes shut.
Yeah.
And he was on the front page of the paper. He was a have-a-go hero, wasn't he?
Yeah. Short-lived that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the week after, wasn't it, they found. Did they find some CCTV of him doing it himself?
Yeah. Just glued his eyes shut to look hard in front of his missus.
His wife was going to leave him for someone else, wasn't she? That's convoluted, isn't it? He's a local hero, the same as a have-a-go hero. I remember, well, I suppose a have-a-go hero, if they're in your vicinity, if they live within your locale.
I think an have-a-go hero, it generally goes wrong.
Yeah, did you hear, I remember as a kid reading in one of the tabloid papers about a have-a-go hero. It was this old bloke who'd just come out of a DIY store with
You've
a length of wood.
You've said about this.
Yeah, and there was a couple of blokes just robbed a bank. And this old boy tackled them with a length of 4x2 and they just shot him dead and ran off.
Proper like Raiders lost Ark.
Silly old cunt.
That's an have-a-go hero.
Yeah. Like, do you think it always goes badly with have-a-go heroes?
Yeah, like, they get involved for all the right reasons and then it all fucking goes wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas I think a local hero is someone that squeezes a dog's bollocks till they go pop.
You're a have-a-go hero. You're a local hero. You saved that policewoman's life, didn't you?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Her husband don't want to talk about it. He's left him for some other woman.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk about it. Well, he sort of did.
He reached out, didn't he?
He did reach out.
If you're still listening, ex-PC's husband.
Yeah.
There's worse coppers than her, though. That one, currently. David Carrick.
Got a game.
That one, Cousins. He was another one.
So this game's called Hard Nut or Hard Drive. So the police turn up on their door.
Yep.
And do they want to question them about being a hard nut or do they want to question them about their hard drive?
It sounds like a variation of Ponce or Nonce, but I couldn't think of
any more Ponce people.
I think of plenty of hard geezers, though.
Exactly. Right.
Right. So what are we doing? Three hard nuts and then a nonce.
That's how it works. Right, okay. Hello, open up, it's the police. The door opens. Former boxer, an accused rogue, Terry Marsh.
Oh, Terry Marsh.
We'd like to question you about...
Oh, didn't he live in Vange?
Mm-hmm.
Penchant for underage flange? No. Hard nut.
Hard nut. Okay. Arrested for being an hard nut.
Yeah. And having an unlicensed firearm.
There's something brilliant about an unlicensed firearm, isn't there?
Definitely.
There was a bloke, right?
It's rogue, isn't it?
There was a bloke who was called Terry. Fucking bizarrely was called Terry. That was me dad's mate. And me dad had a couple of shooters, but for sporting reasons. Yeah. And as did Terry. Terry's wife left him, and Terry got a little bit too involved in the sauce. Phoned my old man one day and went, can I just leave me guns around yours for a bit?
2-1-B.
And like, my old man was like, why? And he went, oh, well, you know, she's left me for that fellow, and I just went round there and just, you know, just wanted to, like, scare him a little bit. Turned up with a fucking shotgun. My old man was like, I don't think so, mate. Nah, best not. And, I think Terry got about 6 months.
Did he?
Yeah. Right, so the police have turned up.
At least he didn't all go a bit remote.
No, exactly.
Terry hiding over the dip in your old man taking him.
KFC and a fishing rod. Jeff Capes, are they interested in him being a hard nut, or are they interested in his hard drive?
Oh, surname rhymes with rapes.
I mean, that'd be the front page headline, wouldn't it?
Oh, likes to bend things round his neck. Little girl's fannies. No, iron bars. Hard nut.
Yes. Okay. Jacko from Brushstrokes.
Actor Carl Howman.
Howler the Prowler.
Brushes, rollers, dust sheets. Could wrap a kid's body in one of them. He's not interested in that. Nah, he comes home from work, painted clothes, straight down the boozer, hard nut.
Absolutely. Tony Hart. Okay, shall we move on to music?
I don't know why. I don't know what this is about.
What?
About Tony Hart.
What about him?
It's just a normal old bloke.
Yeah, I know. Just like Jacko. Just used to come home covered in paint. Like, just the same as Jacko.
I think Tony Hart was a kind old man.
Absolutely.
Who only ever had, like, just like normal old ladies' fannies and that.
Yeah. I mean, last time I mentioned him, you said the words lemon party.
I just like to use that phrase as often as possible. It's not used enough nowadays.
Alexa, search lemon party. Shall we pull up the charts?
Yeah.
Too shy, hush, hush, I do I. That was number one.
Yeah, I've got that. You've gone for the middle of the month?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
We're learning.
Yeah. Do you like Kajagoogoo?
Nah.
Do you think that was shit?
Oh,
but do you know, when I hear that, it gets me a little bit excited to start of that, but then it just don't deliver really.
He looked good, didn't he? He was what you wanted in your pop star. When I had
you
him
had
on...
him in Ponce.
Oh no. And Beggs.
I think you might have had Beggs.
Might have had Beggs. Like, they're on now That's Wildcore Music 1 twice.
Are they?
Actually 3 times. Kajagoogoo are on there for Too Shy and
Big Apple,
and Lamar's on there for Only for Love.
Only for Love, never heard that.
Only for Love, you'd know it. Know it, yeah.
Oh, don't ring any bells.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that good. When he came on off the beaten track, he'd written all his answers, Dan, and so
oh, I remember
it was
you said
quite
that.
Weird.
He was just reading them, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Brent mused.
It was exactly. I was trying about to say Brent mused. Oh, fucking hell. But yeah, I do remember thinking, like, I really liked it when I was a kid. And I think, like, well, your tastes change, don't they? But, like, let me just put, I actually got the charts up. Let's have a little look. So that was
no, is it? It's not fucking terrible, but it's a bit style over substance, isn't it? That Kajagoogoo.
It's a bad name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? Where'd they get the name Kajagoogoo from?
I'm not sure.
Like, Gugu sounds like something a baby would say. What's Kaj? Kaj is someone like that's poncing fags all the time. There's like a baby poncing fags. I'm going to put some more big Watsits in there.
Yeah, you bought around some fucking giant Watsits. They literally look like fucking
Prince Charles's fingers, aren't they? After they've been in Camilla's dusty old sausage wallet. It's all coated in orange powder.
Men at Work dropped to number two with Dan Under. We spoke about them last month. Sign of the Times by the Bell Stars. I'm not really a fan of that.
Fuck off.
Do you like that?
It's the end of the podcast right now.
Oh, really? You like that?
Yes, what's the matter with that then?
What? It ain't as good as Tears for Fears at number four with Change.
What's your problem with the Bell Stars? There's no one to have it off with, is there?
I don't know. I can't remember what they look like.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. It's nothing to do with, like...
Yes, it is.
All right.
You only like girl bands that have got someone in that you want to have it off with, no, like the Sundays.
No, I don't. At number 11, Laura Branigan with Gloria. What a record. What a woman. I mean, we'll go back, but Gloria, do you like that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Fucking brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, really good. And I like her other... What's her other one?
Gloria. What is her other one?
In the night, do in the day, beauty bow. In the day, nothing matters.
What's that called?
Self-control.
That's it. I wish you wouldn't do that little dance.
Turned you on. Where do you rate Change in Tears for Fears' canon?
I really, really rated it. And I ain't heard it for ages. But I really like the little diggity sound.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I've been listening to interviews with Tears for Fears this week on the Rock and Tours podcast. And Roland Orzabal was really serious. I think he thinks he's Tom York.
He's a bit delusional, but I don't think that takes away from how good Tears for Fears are.
Yeah. They're one of my faves.
They were your favourite band, weren't they?
They were.
What?
All right.
That's
just
all right.
Because I said Wax was yours. Right. Number five, from 17 to 5. It's Billie Jean. It's good Billie Jean.
Yeah, it is good Billie Jean, isn't it? Is it tainted, though? By all the little boys' bums. Like, what's the difference between that and Gary Glitter's records? He's out, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Glitter's out this week.
Yeah. All right. I don't reckon he's going to be at any of them 70s weekenders.
He will, but not playing.
Just like lurking.
Yeah.
Prowling.
Yeah, seeing if anyone's left their kids unattended in the chalets.
Toto at number 6 with Africa.
Barlow's favourite record.
That sums up Barlow so well, doesn't it? Fucking hell. Of course that's his favourite record. Fucking Barlow.
Who would you like to hit most out of Take That?
Barlow. I ain't got a problem with Mark Owen. Howard just seems all right.
If you hit Barlow, he'd just touch the bleeding bit on his lip and say, "What did you do that for?"
No, he wouldn't.
Do you think he'd slug you back?
Nah. I reckon he'd just go, "Well done," and then phone the police.
It's grass, isn't he?
He's a grass, definitely.
Don't be that kind of grass.
If they send you an OBE,
send it back.
That's what you want to do with, like, however much paint you got left in that can. Go and spray fucking Barlow is a grass on a bridge.
He's got his own wine now, hasn't he, Barlow?
Oh, of course he fucking has. Boring man. But people don't spray... Like, at people as being grassies anymore, do they?
Nah.
I fucking used to love seeing that.
Yeah.
I never knew who they were, but I remember just driving like under the building, you fucking cunt. Like.
I'm going to spray Tarmac, he's a grass somewhere.
Oh, fucking hell. What you got you want to bang on about?
I just had a little look through. I didn't know that old Diane was Fleetwood Mac.
How's that go?
Oh, Diane. It just goes like that all the way through. But I found it on Top of the Pops.
What's your favourite Fleetwood Mac song?
Don't know. I don't know that much about Fleetwood Mac. I only really know like their late '80s ones, and of course the other ones that you're going to tell me I know. The one the Corrs did and that.
Oh yeah, Dreams. Don't stop thinking about
my. Oh, is that them? Yeah. I didn't know that was them.
You can go your own way.
Yeah, that's good. It's that one. Great. That's name. That's the best one.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The Chain.
How's The Chain go?
Oh, the
Formula One one. Mm. Didn't we put that over the footage of us roaring round the download? the racetrack at Donington.
Oh, fucking hell. Have you got that footage?
Yeah, I found it the other day.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Did we get a ton out of your Fiesta?
No, but we sped up the footage so it looked like we did.
Oh, right.
No, I think we did. We touched a ton, ourselves, and then slowed down again. Because there was all signs, weren't there, saying like 30 mile an hour.
We couldn't believe our luck when he just went. So for those that are listening that don't know the story, Cunt was playing the Download Festival, which is at Donington. And we just rocked up, didn't we? Like everyone else just pulls up in their big tour buses. We rock up in your blue Fiesta. And they're like, and he was like, yeah, I'm here to play. And they went, yeah, stage over there, backstage, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, just go that way, turn right, get on the racetrack, go around the racetrack. And it was like, what?
Racetrack.
And then like literally it was just like fucking hell. It really was like that in between the scene when they try and get 100 mile an hour out of his motor, and it was like fucking let's go for it. And and yeah, done a little ton, didn't we?
Who is that?
Cocker. And Jennifer Warnes.
Did he have a beard?
Yeah, of course he did. He sounds like he's got a beard.
Yeah,
I mean, he doesn't sound like Michael McDonald. It's 100% beard.
How's Michael McDonald sound? And give me Joe Cocker again. Sounds like the Wurzels.
I fucking love Michael McDonald's voice.
Yeah.
He just sounds like he's sung through a beard.
Yeah, he's sung through a beard, isn't it?
Yeah. They should do some sort of plug-in for synthesizers, like where you can just fucking...
Like a vocoder.
Yeah, but...
A beard odor.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wham Rap at number 9. That's shit.
Yeah, that's my... Yeah, that's not a good one.
What do you want to talk about?
We didn't acknowledge the fact that we killed Terry Hall.
I mean... We was having a little beer that night, weren't we? Round yours with Lee.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got the news that Terry Hall had died. Like,
and we were a bit like, oh, we didn't mention him in the podcast, did we?
God.
And we couldn't remember it. And then when
we spent the evening listening to the specials on Funboy 3, didn't we?
Of course, yeah.
Colourfield, and then woke up the next day to loads of messages saying cheers for killing Terry Hall. Honestly, I don't know what to say about like. The fact that I imagine we're not cursed. Surely it's just the fact that the people and the generations that we're speaking about are just getting on a bit.
But he weren't that old, was he? He was only like early 60s, wasn't he?
And he looked fucking great. I mean, fucking hell. I mean, we're both fucking huge Terry Hall fans, aren't we? It was
If I could have, yeah, there'd be lots of people that I'd much rather died from the 80s than Terry Hall.
Give me three.
Phil Collins. Don't think he's going to be that long, is he?
Right.
I'm just going through the charts this week. Mark King from Level 42. And Ennio Spandau Ballet.
Okay. Right. I don't know if you can get away with trading them and bringing Terry back. It's a shame. Because...
Oh, it'd be a shadow of his former self.
Yeah, but yeah, that was fucking horrible, that was.
Yeah, no, really fucking rubbish.
What a fucking ledge. You sent me China Crisis today, at number 12, and you just said they're Ponzi's.
Yeah, I was trying to offer up some Ponzi's for Ponce or Nonce.
Yeah, I probably would have just gone with the same four, but there's no Ponce or Nonce because we went for Hard Nut or Hard Drive.
Yeah, a totally different game.
Completely different.
Shit That Christian by China Crisis, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, rubbish. But China Crisis were rubbish.
Can you sing any of their songs?
Nah.
As King and a Catholic Stance go, I can imagine you being able to sing that.
I can't remember how it go.
With the king in the Catholic dance.
Number 13, Last Night the DJ Saved My Life.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, well, being a bit of a local hero, that's the sort of thing that would be like the headline on the Thurrock Gazette when I saved that copper's life.
Did you think that was going to be the headline?
Yeah. You know I did.
You even sent it in as a suggestion.
Roy Mused.
Did you ever get the check got the check change from Simon Whiffin?
Yeah, so I managed to cash the proper one, but get to keep Simon. Ooh. So it's like fucking win-win. Tunnel of Love by Thumbo 3 and number 14. Loving Your Side by the Thompson Twins.
I like that.
Yeah, I know. You like it, haven't you?
I do like the Thompson Twins.
They weren't twins. That was a lie.
It was just a name. Just a band name.
Yeah. Never Gonna Give You Up by Musical Youth.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Let You Down. Do you know that goes?
Biddly bong. No.
Is that racist?
And that's one of Musical Youth's songs, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's the third record with black people you've done that to tonight. I've edited the other two out.
Oh, dear. Phil Collins, Can't Hurry Love's dropped down to 17.
Can You Hurry Love?
Probably not.
You used to in the car park at a round acre. You wanted to hurry it as quickly as possible so you could get back before the record ended.
It's weird, isn't it? Like your
youth.
Your youth.
Yeah.
No one made love in their youth, did they?
No, I just wanted to get pulled off. Why Polky is actually a historical document.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I had that phrase going through my mind, I reckon, for about 8 years.
Well, gotta get lead.
Gotta get lead. Gotta get lead. Gotta get lead. Just on the loop.
I want to go back to Too Shy, number one. Unlike Lee Antonio, we'll get on with his athletic career a bit later. He wasn't shy with the ladies. We weren't very good with the ladies, were we? Like,
I was, but I just never really made a big thing about it.
What, the fact that you were shit?
No, I was pretty good.
Oh, right.
But I never broadcast it, right, so that's why you're only just finding out about it now.
Absolutely, I didn't see one sniff of that. Yeah.
No, very discreet.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Discreet lover I was.
Very discreet.
Very discreet.
Really discreet?
Yeah, so discreet.
Yeah.
Didn't kiss and tell.
Nah. /lonely. When was the first... Can you remember the first time you asked a girl out?
Yeah, when we went to the...
Oh, we've talked about this, haven't we? When we went to
the cinema to see Michael J. Fox's The Secret of My Success. Mm.
Yeah.
And there were some girls there.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
I don't know if I bump into her or something like a week later or something, you know, like hung around the point where you saw her the week before for a whole week. And then eventually I just bumped into her and asked her out.
I can't remember the first time I asked someone out. I think it was a girl called Katrina and I was at college. That's how fucking lame I was. I do remember I went on a date at my last year of junior school.
Didn't go on a date in junior school.
Me and Painter did.
What was that, to celebrate his dad popping that dog's bollocks?
No, but he done all the legwork. There was a new girl called Colette that come to our school, and he said, "Do you want to go over to the park and have a picnic and like hang out?" And we went over Black Shots, and I remember like Painter knocked on my door, and my dad was like, "All right," and he was like, "All right." And like, and I come down, he's like, "Where are you off to?" I was like, "Oh, nowhere." And he went, "We're going out with some birds." And like, my old man was like, "Whee!" And I was like, "Oh, shut up!" I was like, proper fucking embarrassed. I remember coming home, my mum just going, "Oh, tell us what happened then." I was like, "Shut up."
I had a pin down and Painter's dad squeezed me bollocks till I let go.
Well, I feel like I'm going to pop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, you got any more music you want to talk about?
Peshmo roaring up the charts would get the balance right.
It's all right, that one.
I quite like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit somber.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Isn't it?
But they were going somber though, weren't they? They got more and more somber, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's better than It's Called a Heart.
Yeah. No one better likes
than
that one.
Better than The Meaning of Love.
Yeah. You mean love. Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's too cheerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
For Depeche Mode. It'd be all right for me.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Just Another Day by Madness was a new entry at number 24.
That's a tune.
That is a tune, isn't it? Mm. I was reading a review of that album, The Rise and Fall, today. Don't know why. But I think this was around Madness's peak, I think.
I don't know why. You open your laptop to do some research.
And I got sucked down a Madness rabbit hole, didn't I? Oh. I was meant to be doing some research. It's right. A great album, The Rise and Fall. I think that's their peak, I think. You got the heating on.
You want me to turn it off?
Yeah, it's really hot.
All right. There you go.
Please, may I have another bottle of beer, please?
Yes, you can. There you go.
Thanks.
That's all right. Any more music?
You got any more?
How's Communication by Spandau Ballet going?
I only know, Communication Let Me Down.
Doesn't sound very good.
It's a jaunty. Oh, it's got a whoa bit in it. It's whoa. Something like that.
Mm.
It's no Tarzan boy. It's all right. Oh, did you see The Harder They Come?
What, the film?
No. Rotter's Revenge are in the charts at the moment. I sent you a link to it, you cunt.
No, I didn't watch it. Well,
so, you know,
what I missed?
You know Rotter's Revenge?
Yeah.
Sort of like electro sounding.
Walking on Sunshine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did The Harder They Come.
Jimmy Cliff from?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. It's how you'd imagine Jimmy Cliff's The Harder They Come sounds if it was done in early 80s electro fashion.
It's a good song, that.
Yeah. No, it's a really fucking good song, isn't it?
Fucking brilliant.
I watched this Madness thing the other night called...
Well, they done a cover of it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did it at Madstock, didn't they?
Yeah, when they released it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was the single off the Madstock Live album. There was a Madness thing the other day on Sky Arts where they were with Charlie Higson. I can't remember what it was fucking called. But they were playing in the London Palladium in lockdown when it was all locked down. And they had it all set up. It was like on their last tour.
Yeah.
They played the first half like it was like an early gig or a rehearsal. and played like all the early songs, and then in the second half done all the hits. But when they were in this kind of mock-up rehearsal room, they were doing bits from Take It or Leave It. And
how good is this?
Suggs, do you know, it's well worth a look. Suggs fucks off, doesn't he, to go and watch the Chelsea. Yeah. And then Mike puts an advert in the Melody Maker for a singer for a semi-professional band, and there's a knock on the door, and it was Roland Gift. And he come and done a song with them, and then he goes, and there's another knock on the door, and it's Weller, who comes out looking like the skinny Stamford Nan, and sings The Harder They Come.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
It's well worth a look.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to have a bit of that. Do you know what? Like, Total Eclipse of the Heart has just entered into the top 50, but I reckon, should we hold off on that? Because that's going to go all the way to the top, isn't it?
We'd just be doing our beans too early, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Total Eclipse of the Arse?
What's that? Is that like if, like, you don't quite make it?
No, it's just popped into my mind. What would a total eclipse of the arse be? I wonder if, like, it's a bird's lowering a chuff down onto your face. And such is the size of her cheeks that it completely obscures any light in the room. And you kind of lose all sense of where you are.
You go to like a sexual Narnia. It's just like fucking total eclipse. Oh, fucking hell. Right. Oh, interesting. Luther Vandross, up from number 100 to 60 with Never Too Much. I wonder how high that went.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought, should we mention it this week or will it go in the top 40? I think it did chart, didn't it? Never Too Much.
Not sure.
I think it went top 40.
Right. What a fucking tune. Oblivious by Set Cameras just started to fucking creep up the charts.
That was it.
That's a belter.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll get to chat about a lot of them next month. Right. I've got music. I've got a little bit of a game or danger games.
Let's do it.
Musical chairs with Claire Grogan.
Musical chairs? I like that anyway.
Yeah.
But with Claire Grogan? Good guy.
Good. Off Grand Touch with Grange Hills, Wide Boy, and Playground Hustler, Gonch.
Off Grand Touch with Grange Hills, Wide Boy, Gonch. Good guy.
Absolutely. Hopscotch with Cheryl and Jay from The Fizz.
What? Before they've ripped the skirts off or after?
Your shout.
I'd say after, because all that jumping around, I reckon might make a flat pop out of them skimpy costumes. Good game.
Bums and Willies with Mr. Claypole.
Danger game.
Television? I've had a look at the TV listings.
Yeah? What you got?
Chips. Chips was on. Now, if me and you were a couple of cops, how do you think that dynamic would work?
Well, who'd be good cop and who'd be bad cop, or who'd be the handsome one?
Could be anything.
Oh, I know exactly how it works. You're like Barlow, so you're very, very officious. You do everything by the book.
Right.
Like, you won't do anything without noting it down.
I've got a pad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm basically like Dirty Harry. I'm a complete fucking maverick.
Yeah.
You, no one knows what I'm going to do. I might kick a door in, some burb of her Charlie's out.
Yeah.
Shoot her old man in the nuts.
Yeah.
Like, no one knows what I'm going to do next. I can't remember. Have I fired 6 shots or only 5? I just can't remember. Whereas every time you fire a shot, you go in, you fill in, fill in all the appropriate paperwork. So probably like, just like that. Just me, just like constantly fed up because I just want to get on and catch the fucking scroats.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no, we've got to fill out the paperwork. Come.
I see it a little different.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I was thinking about this earlier. And I think the sort of dynamic, it will be a little different to that. I kind of see it as its own sort of like cop show. And I'd have it down as like the cop show would be called Old Constable and Young Roy Wonder. And like,
who's who?
You'd be Old Constable, and I'd be Young Roy Wonder. And I'd be this like fresh faced like okay. kid, but I'd be more like street.
Yeah.
Like you'd kind of been around the block, and I'm like, right, let's go kick some ass, and you'll be like, oh, hang on, Roy,
I'm retiring tomorrow.
I'm too old for this shit, and I'm like, oh, come on, granddad, and I'm just like, in the end, I'll just go like completely fucking rogue, and you're like fucking on the radio. I can hear you on the radio, and I'm just like, oh, fuck him, and I'm literally just fucking clearing up the streets. And I'll just kind of bring everyone into the station. Everyone's high-fiving me and that. And
will you bring them all in on your own?
Yeah, I don't need you.
Where am I? Like, having a nap?
No, you were just sitting there having a fucking tray of donuts in the motor. But, like, yeah, I'd see it that, like, I'd be this, like, dynamic young buck. Do you know what I mean? And you're just like, because you're older than me. So, like,
about 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, but that sort of, you know, as you get older, them months really matter. And I think, like, yeah, you'd be, like, sort of trying to bestow this kind of what you think's wisdom.
Very wise.
Me and, like, the rest of the boys in the station would just be like, like, listen to him. And then you'd end up just, like, mumbling to yourself, walking back to your police car with your trad donuts. Oh, I'm too old for this shit. Like,
I mean, I think that has summed it up. He's like, a lot of the times, I'm very wise and try and bestow wisdom upon you, and you, the folly of youth, means that you don't listen to it, and you end up coming a cropper. I only hope it doesn't cost you your life, because I've been through a lot of young partners with that kind of attitude. I can't lose another one, not on my final day.
Oh, fucking hell. What pop star had the most lethal weapon?
Holly Johnson.
3-2-1 was on as well that night. You like a bit of that?
Ted Rogers.
That's a good name, isn't it?
Isn't it? Ted Rogers, Roger Moore.
Ed Wood.
Rod Hull.
That's the best one, isn't it? Rod Hull.
That's what it says on the tin.
Literally. He had issues, didn't he, Rod?
Shouldn't have took that puppet up on the roof, should he, to fix his aerial?
What was he thinking? I don't have any recollection of 3-2-1 other than Dusty Bin being wheeled out and Ted doing that little thing with his fingers. I can't remember the game at all.
No, it was fucking rubbish, wasn't it? Like, he'd read this riddle out. It was like a cryptic crossword.
Yeah.
And you'd have to try and work out the answer from it. Yeah. No one ever could.
Yeah.
They didn't get Dusty Bin, did they?
They just got a dustbin.
A dustbin.
Like, it ain't like you get a fucking bully tankard. It's like, because if you would have got like that fucking cool robotic dusty bin, I would have been like, fucking, you can keep your fucking,
yeah,
like, coffee machine and your fucking Scalectric. I'll have Dusty Bin, please.
Yeah. You had Dusty Bin in your house, didn't you? But your brother pissed in it.
Yes.
All right, Bill.
Dukes of Hazzard was on. Was you ever into that?
No, not really. I sort of remember it. I definitely did watch it, but I don't think I was like into it. Like, not like I was into the A-Team.
No, same. It was like, that was for kids that were into like car shit, wasn't it?
But I like Knight Rider.
Not as much as the A-Team, I bet.
No, but the A-Team was like, it was top draw, wasn't it?
Dukes of Hazzard was for them kids that used to like watching Cannibal Run and Smokey and the Bandit.
Do you reckon it was car-based kids?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what was it, Bo and Duke? Was that their name? Bo and... I can't remember what their names were.
Duke of Hazzard.
I can't remember what their names were, but they were cool-looking dudes, weren't they?
Yeah.
And old Daisy, whatever, she was woo-woo.
Mm.
The car was cool. Doors didn't open. You had to get him through the window. You'd be really fucked, wouldn't you, like, if the windows were done up. Oh, fuck, how are we going to get in?
Yeah, but you don't do the windows up if you're driving like that.
Should we start doing that?
What, just, like, driving around like a cunt with the windows open?
Just get in through the windows.
I wouldn't be able to get in through the window.
I mean, if I remember rightly, they used to just fucking, literally just slides straight in.
Yeah. I can imagine me sitting in the driver's seat waiting for you to get in through the window and me ending up getting the total eclipse of the arse.
I literally, if I fucking get in a car now and I've got like these boots that I wear to work, and like, and if I...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Get into my car with them boots on. Once I get in, I'm on fire! And like my foot gets kind of wedged behind the pedal and I have to like gingerly get into my car. So the thought of fucking trying to navigate myself through a fucking 2 foot square fucking window.
I'd have to be driving for less than 45 minutes to get out through the window, because if I'm driving for more than about an hour and a half, like, I have trouble getting out the door, let alone the window.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's fucking rubbish getting old, isn't it?
Yeah.
I used to be so sprightly.
No, you didn't.
I did. I've been watching some of the old Cunt in the Gang videos.
Right. I watched some on Friday night, funnily enough.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because I'll take it that you ain't got your YouTube channel back.
No, it's just still all down. I just need to fucking sort it out. I found that you can distribute them. With the distributor I use to distribute all my audio,
right.
You can distribute the videos and they all end up on Vevo.
Okay.
How good's that?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get them all up on Vevo, but I've got to go through and pixelate all the cocks out and stuff. From the early ones were a bit edgy, weren't they?
Yeah, it's like, what's been good is like, I presume it's good, lots of other dangerous loners have re-uploaded your videos.
Yeah.
And like loads of them got like fucking loads of fucking hits. I watched Shaven Aven, and like fucking mega romance, and like, and what other ones did I see? I think Sexy Kids is on now. Fucking hell, Bangers and Mash. There's a couple. Someone's put a Killed a Kid at Christmas up.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's loads of them up there, I think. But
yeah.
That's what I need to do. Is just I want to do that thing. Do you remember we done that when they all got taken down from? You know, do you remember the Royal Wedding thing in 2011? It was when Prince William married what's her name, Kate Middleton. Yeah. And I did that video for the Royal Wedding version of Fucksticks. In our Prince Charles and Camilla on the phone to each other, and they were both whacking off, and Mike played the part of Camilla. So you got Mike in this Camilla mask just with a pair of tits and them fanny pants that I have, which are like a big lady's muff, just like strumming it off on the phone. And, it got the channel taken down. The whole channel got removed. But
Why?
We did that. We did a campaign, didn't we? The YouCunt campaign, encouraging people to download the videos from the website and then just upload them.
Some have clearly stuck about.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to do it, because obviously there's a much bigger fucking back catalogue now, so I think I'm going to do that again. It's just because it takes no fucking time to download a video now, does it? Where everyone's broadband so quick, and just like put them everywhere.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of fucking proper funny videos that ain't about.
Yeah, it's sad that, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I was talking the other day, I bumped into Carla, and we was talking about all like the pervert stuff that we done.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah, it was fun,
like,
wasn't it?
Proper good fun. And like, and you watch them back, and like, it's just all our mates just dicking around.
All looking really young and carefree.
Oh, I ain't got grey hair on my fucking head. It's a shit business.
Shit business, isn't it?
Right, so, I also, we're going back to television. Where are we? BBC schedule. Right, so check this out for Saturday Superstore, right? With Mike Reed, Cheggers and Craven. Great news, more shopping hours. From today, the store's doors will be open at 9:15 a.m. Early shoppers will be welcomed by the stars of Grange Hill. You can phone in and chat to Gripper.
I'll fucking talk to Gripper.
Right. I'll phone, you're around my ass, right? And I go, beep, 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 beep. Right, I get through to fucking Cheggers. I'm like, all right, Cheggers. And he's like, oh, wow, mate, yeah. My mate wants to speak to Gripper. And like, Gripper's just like, what? And then I'll give you the phone.
Roy said you're bent.
There's something so amazing about saying something rude to someone on the phone, just panicking and putting the phone down, isn't there?
Yeah, that fucking... what was the five-star one on there? Was it just wankers?
Who was it? Was it Matt Bianco? And they're like, you're fucking shit! Like, I can't think what the five-star one. It was something like wankers or something like that, wasn't it?
I think it might have just been wankers.
I mean, whoever done that... That's gone down in fucking pop culture, hasn't it? Like, when someone called Five Star Wankers. I don't know if that would have gone down the same as you have said that to Gripper. Kajagoogoo play live in the coffee shop, and guest star Joan Armour Trading will be appearing in Mike's Music Shop. I bet Mike's Music Shop was really boring.
Yeah.
Just being him with his fucking Cliff Richard fucking Biggins glasses on. Just fucking... He wanted to be Cliff, didn't he, Mike Reed?
He had singles out and stuff, didn't he? Well, he did that fucking UKIP Calypso, didn't he?
Fucking silly man. Calling all car racing enthusiasts. Sports manager David Icke takes you to Brands Hatch for a hair-raising ride. David Icke could take you on a fucking very different ride now, wouldn't he?
Definitely.
Fucking hell.
Did it finish up down a rabbit hole?
Right. Jim's on at 6:15, right? He's fixing it.
Jim-o.
He's fixing it.
Oh, that Jim.
Yep.
Why'd you call him Jim like he's your mate?
No, I'm not. He's Jim will fix it.
I thought you meant like Quinny or someone nice that we knew.
No, well, Jim weren't on the telly in 1983 at fucking 6:15, was he?
Dunno.
Looping the loop at 83, having breakfast with a 40-stone bear, or making a 2,000-ton sandcastle. Jimmy Savile, OBE, can fix it. It could be your turn tomorrow. Right. I always remember it being really good.
What, Jim will fix it?
Yeah. It was fucking incredible, right? We all know he's a cunt, right? But that show as a kid was fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Looping the loop at 83. Seeing some silly old sausage on a fucking roller coaster. That ain't good. Like, I don't want to see... fucking Steptoe on the fucking on a twister. I'm no, rubbish.
Some old girl with a go faster strap on the back of her pants.
Having breakfast with a bear. Like, it's rubbish.
Bite your face off.
Like, unless you're dressed as Goldilocks and there's another couple there, it don't work. Making a 2,000 ton sandcastle. I mean, they're just going to get a digger and just fucking make a fucking lump of sand.
Yeah, that'd be good though.
Really?
What, you don't want to drive a digger? Come on, make a sandcastle with a digger. Come on.
If I could make a 2,000-ton cock and bollocks out of sand, I'd be all over that.
Well, that'd be one of the outtakes.
Yeah. You made a massive cock and bollocks on the beach with my brother, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it was on like a massive sand dune. When I went to stay with your brother when we was in Australia, it was like this fucking paradise island where you go snorkelling and stuff.
Oh, sounds idyllic.
Do you know what? It was fucking lovely, really lovely.
And what, can't spoil it?
I can't have anything nice, can I?
No.
So, yeah, just as we was leaving, we was waiting for the ferry, and there was this massive fucking sand dune, like 100-foot high or whatever, and we kind of scaled up it, and started from the top and slid down either side to make the shaft, and then a big pair of knackers at the bottom. And I had to retrace our steps to go up and put in the urethra at the top. And then as the ferry pulled out the island, there's just this massive fucking cock on this sand dune, and people were like pulling their kids away from it.
Pleased with it?
What's that, mummy? A rocket, stop looking.
Oh, dear, right. What else have we got on the TV here? ITV. Let's have a little look at ITV. World of Sport was on from 12:15 to 4:45. That's a lot of sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
It felt like it was on all day on Saturday, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Then it was chips, then it was punchlines, 3-2-1, and then the big match. Yeah, Les Dawson's show was on at 8 o'clock on BBC One with the Roly Polies, who were apparently unashamedly British.
Unashamedly sweaty.
It was just a load of old dears, wasn't it? And that little tubby one, like the little blonde one.
They were all big, like, old units, though, weren't they? That's why they were called the Roly Polies.
Yeah. I remember that little blonde one at the end. They'd always like have her at the end and it'd be like, hey, look at her!
Yeah.
Like, probably wouldn't get that now. He was acceptable in the 80s.
Do you think they're all dead now?
Yeah. See you next month. Remembering when we were young in the 80s. featuring Leslie's...
is anyone alive who you've mentioned on TV so far?
Repertoire of great...
Cheggers, he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Taken so soon.
Good Cheggers, wasn't he?
He was like the Bruno Brooks, it was okay to like.
Yeah. Yeah. He was fucking great, Cheggers. I'd swap Cheggers for fucking Bruno Brooks.
All day long.
Yeah.
I can have Anthea Turner as well.
Who would you trade her for?
Someone whose fanny was in a working state.
Right. Shall we talk about...
Plugging away joylessly. Must be really depressing. Bloody pyrotechnic.
Right, let me pull my sport up. It was the Biathlon World Championship.
What's biathlon?
Right, I'm glad you asked. Because
is it like a triathlon with one missing?
Like, well, it's obviously it's two events, right? What were the events? Let's have a look, because it's fucking mental. Was it like... Hang on, let's pull this up, because the fucking...
You can't just put a... You can't just have a cheeky big watch it, can you?
No chance, no.
Like, you think, not a normal watch it, you think, I should have a cheeky watch it, it'll dissolve in my mouth. It's a fucking enormous.
A 20-kilometre sprint.
Can't you get us a sponsorship with baked watch it giants? I'll change my ways.
Yeah. It's too late, isn't it? I mean, we should just make it known now that we really would love a sponsor. But, you know, you're a maverick if you want to get involved.
I'm too maverick to have a sponsor, and I'm basically like Dirty Harry of podcasting.
No, you're just a fucking rude cunt. Like, theoretically, we are doing this for fucking nothing because of you.
Yeah, but it's not for nothing, is it? It's like, get lots of emails and... tweets every month, people saying how much they enjoy it. Like,
yeah.
I know you don't value that because it's not got a monetary equivalent.
But ultimately, if you want to sponsor it, it will be amazing. Like, even like, what's sponsorship? £99 a month. And we give you a big old shout out and we'll fucking love you. And because, yeah, it'd be great to have a sponsor. Just, I mean, essentially, we're going to be really offensive about you. But, well, that's it, really, isn't it? That's all we're going to do, isn't it?
Well, have you got a craft beer or something?
Why did you say that, like, in a really derogatory way? Like, you're going to fucking dig out some hipster. Oh, like, you got some fucking craft beer.
If you're a big beardy twat for craft beer...
Too much money.
Yeah, too much money in a craft beer company. Sponsor the podcast.
Yeah. Give us £100 and we'll slake you off. Give us £100, you cunts!
Yeah.
Right.
And don't dare stop after that.
Yeah. Dare you. Did you manage to get Billy out of your boot?
No, Billy's in a refuge at the moment from after our abusive relationship.
Right.
He's going through therapy and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'd have him back in an heartbeat.
Yeah.
I've changed.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, good on
you. I wouldn't do it anymore.
The 20-kilometre sprint. That's a long time to bomb it, isn't it?
Nah, not. See, this is the thing, right? Me and you are coppers.
Right.
Someone's had it on their toes.
Right.
It's a 20-kilometre sprint to catch him.
Old Constable ain't fucking going to be doing nothing, mate.
Yeah. I'll do that. I'll put my hands flat like that. I don't have fists when I'm running.
Right.
Flat hands.
Yep.
Upright posture.
Yep.
And I'm off.
Right. Like Wilbert.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, over a fence.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Over a gate.
Yep.
Cross a field. Ball's coming. I'm all right. I look round. There's you, like, puffing and fucking panting with your jogging bottoms coming down. Just no fucking use. You wouldn't be able to do a 20-kilometre sprint after some fucking scrote who's got a bag full of jewels.
Oh, fucking hell. So the biathlon is, it's when they do that fucking shit on skis where they just like peg it for ages.
Peg it on skis?
Yeah.
So what's the other event?
I think it's a 20-kilometre and a 50-kilometre.
What, you just peg it and then you peg it on skis?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hang on. And then you do one with a shooter.
What?
Yeah.
But you run and shoot?
Yeah. There's pictures of skiers with fucking rifles on their back, and they just like literally bomb it across the snow. And I don't know if they just shoot a fucking penguin. I don't know what they shoot, but like they shoot something.
Whilst on skis?
Yeah.
So hold on. Is that the two things? They peg it on skis and shoot things, or they peg it, get on skis and shoot things.
Okay, the biathlon is a winter sport that combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. It is treated as a race, with contestants skiing through a cross-country trail, which distance is divided into shooting rounds. The shooting rounds are not timed per se, but depending on the competition, missed shots result in extra distance or time being added to the contestants' total. Theoretically, you're just going on the run. You're just going on a run with an unlicensed weapon.
Who'd be better on the run, you or me?
Me.
Why do you always say you?
Like, because you'd stick out like a sore thumb.
Well, sorry for having redeeming features.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, you'd be basically like Gary Barlow, just blend into any fucking...
I'd be head to toe beige, right? No one would fucking see me. I'd just be bombing around in a fucking Corsa. No one would see me. Meanwhile, there's a fucking 50-year-old with a gold tooth on a fucking Charles BMX. And it's like...
There's no way that if you was on the run, you'd want attention at some point. There'd be a crowd of people and you'd think, oh, I'm really blending in here. Hold on, no one's looking at me. Arse! And we go, that's him.
So where was Cunt arrested then? Oh, I just found him by this fucking 8 sheets of white plyboard where they were just fucking rejuvenating these flats, and he was just there with a fucking can of spray, just fucking writing offensive shit on there. Oh, fucking hell. What else have I got for sport? There's never really much for sport.
I could only find fucking snooker. It was just all snooker.
It was a figure skating championships. I used to hate stuff like that until Torville and Dean, and then I hated it after that.
Skating, basically, cousins, Torville, Dean, skating.
Yeah. It was the European Karate Championships. Why didn't they never show shit like that on telly? How good would that have been as a kid, just watching people fucking doing karate?
But they don't want to encourage it, do they?
Nah. Right.
I think that's the thing, is they don't show stuff like that on telly, because if loads of people can have it, we'll all just end up storming the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, hold tight. Also this month, Grays-based Lothario Lee Antonio, distraught at coming last in the 100 metres at the William Edwards Sports Day, had momentary joy on the 14th when he received 39 Valentine's cards from all of the hottest girls in a year. He would have got a lot of Valentine's, wouldn't he?
I reckon he would have got probably maybe double figures of Valentine's cards.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, what do you reckon, four sets of smelly fingers over the course of a few days?
He'd be averaging, I reckon, so you'd have like morning break, lunch break, afternoon break. I reckon he was getting a digit a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe squeezing two in the lunch.
But in the bushes by the primmy?
Definitely in their bushes. Definitely. He was never in the stink.
Was it, weren't he?
No.
No, the Antonios don't go in the stink, do they?
Of course they don't. Of course they don't. He's a lover, mate. News.
What you got in the news?
It was the Grammys. Toto won with Rosanna. And Men at Work win with Down Under.
Huh.
Beep, 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 Billy. Rosanna.
What did Rosanna win?
A Grammy.
Yeah, what, best song?
I don't know. Is that any good?
Nah.
Do you like Africa?
Yeah, I do. I do like Africa. Can't help it. I just like it. That fucking line. What's the line?
Going the sun go down on the Serengeti.
I was sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I'd like to have the quick wit to whenever I'm sure of something to be able to say, I'm as sure as Kilimanjaro rising like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Yeah.
But I ain't.
Wacko Jacko, Michael Jackson's Thriller album, goes to number one and then stays there for 37 weeks.
37 weeks.
Ching.
That made some dough, didn't it?
Yeah. It's a good Thriller.
Yeah, it is a good Thriller. Is it tainted, though? Why? Well, we know why it's not tainted. It's because it's big business, isn't it? And everyone turns a blind eye to it. You know, never proved. But we all know, don't we?
Mm.
We all know. I personally can't hear any of his songs.
I would not want to smell the fingers on that diamond glove.
I think he put the glove on to hide it. He had, you know, like fingers like a smoker outside a club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why he done it?
Yeah, he put the glove on to hide it.
Wow. Crafty.
Yeah.
How's that operate?
Even when he went white, he had brown fingertips.
So it was the last episode of MASH.
Yep.
You used to watch MASH?
Nope.
I used to watch MASH. I used to watch when we got in from Cubs. It was on like a tune.
You're making out you're mature.
Like, no, my mum and dad watched it and I pretended I liked it. I just thought it was about Army. And I remember really thinking Alan Alda was funny. And I used to like the... It's a good song, that.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the lyrics because when...
Suicide is painless.
No, I know that because the Manics done it.
But you wouldn't have known what that was as a kid, would you?
But my memories of the MASH theme was an instrumental.
Maybe it was. You know, like the EastEnders theme tune and they
Anyone
just put
could the... Fall in Love.
Yeah.
Get Dobson on the old fucking vocals. what you got for news?
Shergar was kidnapped.
Oh.
That was a big thing, wasn't it?
God, wasn't it?
Whatever happened to Shergar? Last seen riding round with Lord Lucan on him.
Eh? How'd you nick an horse? You don't put it in your fucking coat, do you? It's like...
Terrorism.
Well, what's the conspiracies about Shergar? Are there any? You don't know, do you?
Yeah, IRA nicked him.
Oh, really?
For a ransom, and then cut him up, put him in the old dog meat.
Is that all guesswork?
No, I'm just going on what... That's what I heard.
Right. Right. I remember that being, like, massive, and, like, I think it was the only... Oh, that and Red Rum were the only horses I'd ever heard of. Oh, and Champion the Wonder Horse.
I'm wondering if I could name it Old and Eaty.
What?
That's another horse.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that it? Are they the only horses we know?
Do you know what? Walking around here tonight, I walked past the boozer, the betting shop, and the chip shop.
Yeah.
And they were all full of fellas.
Yeah, of course course they were.
You know, you think, like, that mild man could have been in any one of them.
Yeah.
Why ain't I in there? Why am I round here with you? I'm a bloke.
You are, but I don't think you're one of them sorts of blokes. I don't think coming round here and saying the sort of stuff you say into a microphone is any more redeeming than the sort of stuff that probably gets said in the bookies or the betting shop or at the poor people behind the counter at the chip shop. Like, and also, you walk past a really horrible pub. We used to drink in there all the time, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously, we just become old cunts. I did pop in there with Dean on a little walk around to yours during the break between lockdown. And I'd never seen... It was fucking horrible. It was just... Like, everyone was shouting.
I mean, the last night we went in there, it was fucking St. Patrick's.
Oh,
and there was
God.
About half a dozen people just wearing them big foam Guinness hats.
Yeah. They'd all been in there all day, hadn't they?
And there was that old girl that was just pissed, come up in the Guinness hat and just wouldn't leave us alone.
And the thing is, she would have done that the day before without that hat on anyway.
Yeah. The hat gave it a kind of slightly comedic slant.
It was acceptable.
It was bleak, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's fucking bleak. U2 release War, featuring protest anthem Sunday. Bloody Sunday.
They were in the charts, weren't they, you two? New Year's Day.
I like that one.
Mm.
Like, well, I think that's really good, that. What else have I got?
Who's a bigger cunt, Bono or Phil Collins?
Oh, it's tight. It's tight.
Why do you think Bono's a cunt? Do you think, like, because he's sanctimonious?
Yeah. Do you think it comes from a good place, though?
What, Dublin?
No, but I think Bono, he's in the biggest band on the planet, and like, and it must be very hard not to think, all right, what can I do with that? I could do something good. And it's very easy.
Do you think he means well?
I think he means well. I do think so.
Do you think he's less of a cunt than Sting?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
And I think he's probably less of a cunt than Phil Collins. If Bono done a charity record, he'd give the money to charity. He wouldn't do Another Night in Paradise and then keep the money and then go and move for tax reasons.
It was acceptable in the 80s.
I know it was. I know it was.
Wasn't that 1992?
Yeah.
Do you know it was the Brit Awards?
What, the first ever Brit Awards?
No, the third Brit Awards. The first one, I've researched this.
Right.
The first one was in 1977 or 8.
What?
And then they had one last year, 1982. And then that was the first one of it being every year. And it's been every year since 1982. So this was like the third one ever, second regular one.
What can you tell me about it?
Well, I've got all the winners here.
Oh, right.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to read out the nominations and I want you to guess who won.
Oh, what a fucker. This is fuck Paul Nub or Paul Stub. This is how we're going to finish.
Well, let's see how it goes. I think we should finish on Pornhub or Pornsnub.
Okay.
Right. So, British Album of the Year. Barbra Streisand Memories. The Kids from Fame by The Kids from Fame. In brackets, United States. British Album of the Year. And Madness, Complete Madness.
Streisand.
I mean, why has Streisand won British Album of the Year, for fuck's sake? Madness, Complete Madness.
Yeah, it's just better than Madness.
It's better than the best of Madness. We all know that's rubbish, don't we?
Yeah.
Right, British Producer of the Year. Martin Rushent, George Martin, Alan Winstanley and Clive Langer, producers of Madness, Trevor Horn. Rushent, Martin, Winstanley and Langer.
Rushent.
Horn.
Really? What did he do? Oh, did you do ABC?
Yeah, it would be Lexicon of Love, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to do classical recording.
It's too easy.
international artist, Barry Manilow. Got some fannies moist, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Not as many as Julio Iglesias.
No.
He was on par with Antonio. Or Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Julio Iglesias.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Really?
Yeah, they'd all had a bit of success, hadn't they? Hence the nominations.
Yeah.
Right. British Breakthrough Act. Ooh. ABC. Culture Club. Yazoo. Musical Youth.
Culture Club.
No.
ABC.
No.
The Youth.
No. Who was Yazoo. That?
Really?
Yeah. They must have really broken through, mustn't they?
Really did.
British group. Dire Straits. ABC. Yazoo. Well, Yazoo got a nomination in the big one as well.
ABC.
Come on, look, it's the Brits. Fucking on. Yeah, isn't it? Right. British Single of the Year. Fuck's sake. Irene Cara, Fame, brilliant. United States. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger,
brilliant.
United States. Dexys Midnight Runners, Come on, Eileen.
Well, Dexys should win that.
And they did.
Rightly so. Yeah. What a record.
Well, being the only British one nominated in Fame, British Single Fame of the Year.
Brilliant, though.
Right, we've just got British female solo artist and British male solo artist. Right, we'll do the females first.
All right.
Sheena Easton. Ooh. Mari Wilson. Kim Wilde. And Fripp's Privilege, Toya Wilcox. Wilde, Wilson, Easton, Wilcox. The best British female solo artist, 1983.
Wilcox. Wilde.
Wilde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Wilcox a poor man's Wilde? I mean, not these days, obviously. We need to get some more birds listening as well, don't we? Yes. 4% of our listeners are female. But they're the fucking hardcore.
And they're moist.
Not anymore, they ain't. They used to be. Right.
Oh, my life. Go on, what we got?
Right.
Breakthrough male. Is it?
No, we've done a breakthrough act.
All right. What we got?
What is it with you about breaking through males?
What we got?
Right. British male solo artist. Right, this is the final. It's the final right, category.
I'm going to get this one.
Right. Stevens.
Yeah.
Collins.
Yeah.
Richard.
Yeah.
McCartney.
Collins.
Mm-mm.
Stevens.
Mm-mm.
Macca. Mm-hmm. Really?
Paul McCartney. It's the establishment, isn't it? What did he do in the last year, Paul McCartney, to be the best British male solo artist?
Genesis done That's All that year, and fucking Collins had You Can't Hurry Love at number one.
I think he had... Yeah, didn't he have Air Tonight in
probably,
the last year?
Yeah.
But Paul McCartney used to be in the Beatles.
Did he do Frog Chorus that year?
No, this was pre-Frog Chorus, wasn't it?
Pipes Apiece.
What was the fucking... Was it Wonderful Christmas Time?
Oh, it would have been Girlie's Mine.
It was Girlie's Mine. That secured it for him. He must have had a couple, mustn't he?
Say it.
We've got to do Pornhub or Porn Snub to bring it back. It's a really low ending, isn't it?
Pornhub or Porn Snub. It's a simple game. Basically, I'm going to ask cunt. I'm going to give him certain sports stars. And I want to know if they seem to enjoy the benefits of Pornhub, or they're not interested and they are porn snub. Jockey Wilson.
Jockey Wilson. See, now I think Jockey Wilson's a fella, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's in the Oaks.
Yep.
He's on the way up the chippy.
Yeah.
For a puck of pie and chips.
Yeah.
Mushy peas and a butter roll.
Of course he is.
But he can't get past the bookies without going in.
He likes to flutter.
He certainly does. Mm. Yeah, some would say like it's getting worrying. he's done all this prize money. He ain't bought a Beanome, has he? That's why I said to take on a second job. But when he gets home, nah, them wank mags remain on top of the wardrobe. He nails Mrs. Wilson. Snub.
Fair play. Fair play. Duncan Goodhue.
Duncan Goodhue? I would imagine... I mean, it's paradise in the early 80s for Goodhue.
Of course it is.
Because all he craves is a big airy bush.
Oh, he likes a bush.
He does. And he gets the magazines. And does sometimes he'll bring himself off on that. And then when he's finished, he'll just go through and he'll find the biggest bush. He'll cut it out and he'll just look at himself in the mirror with it on his head. And he'll just be thinking to himself, well, if I had that, I wouldn't be as good a swimmer as I am.
True.
Yeah. Much decorated sportsman.
Hub. Steve Cram.
See, Steve likes cramming his cock and bollocks into a johnny. For a posh wank over porn.
Puts his bollocks in as well.
Yeah, he puts his bollocks in as well. That's why I called him Steve Cram. That was just his nickname.
And lastly,
he thought you had to put your bollocks in to keep it on.
You said that like that was so you.
It weren't, but it was someone I know.
Yeah, bloke come out on and he said that. Right, lastly,
I should have just put some instructions in. Kept falling off. Oh, I don't want it going around the internet. I'll put me bollocks in a johnny. It weren't me.
Oh, fucking hell. Hashtag Franks and Beans. Right. Lastly, old fucking Safehands himself, Peter Shilton.
Shilton. He had a gambling habit, didn't he?
Right.
So he'd finish his game, pack his kit bag up, down the bookies.
Yep.
He'd sit in there all afternoon. Sometimes, very occasionally, he'd make his money back. Sometimes a little bit on top. But sometimes he'd do his whole week's wages.
Oh.
And he'd go home.
Peter.
He'd put on his goalie gloves. Mrs. Shilton would answer the door. And he'd just storm straight past her. He'd go all the way up to the loft. And in his loft, he had some very hardcore German porn. Very hairy beavers. Because that was the time.
Of course it was.
And he would just furiously beat his cock to a pulp with them goalie gloves on. Because that rubber,
yeah,
it really fucking done his cock some punishment. And that's why he had to alternate places with Ray Clements, because his cock was so mangled, he just couldn't keep goal every single game for England.
Wow.
So furious was he.
He
lives on Mersey Island now.
There you go.
With his new wife.
See you next month.
Bye.
Hello, Simon. You're through to Matt Bianco.
Hello, Matt Bianco.
Hello, Simon.
You're a bunch of wankers.
Okay, Elliot, what's your question?
I'd like to ask Five Star where they're so fucking crap, they're fucking...
Thanks very much, Elliot.
Remembering when we were young in the 80s.
Thanks for listening. This episode of Acceptable in the 80s is dedicated to Christian Atsu.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Christian Atsu and his katsu curry. 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 Christian Atsu.
wonderful.
Christian Atsu and his katsu curry. Christian Atsu and his katsu curry. Christian Atsu and his shiatsu massage. Christian Atsu and his shiatsu massage. His shih tzu puppy, his komatsu lorry. His hat's too furry, and his cat's Bill Murray. His fat suit painting, his cat suit worry. His fat so orgy, and his rat poo McFlurry. Atsu, katsu, daihatsu, shiatsu. Atsu, katsu, daihatsu, shiatsu. Atsu, bombatsu, stickalatsu, bifatsu, bifatsu, stickalatsu. That's how you spell atsu. Christian Atsu and his katsu curry. 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 Christian Atsu and his katsu curry.
Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful.